Allison Cerise is a graduate student at Florida Gulf Coast University, finishing her master's degree in English literature while teaching two sections of composition. Cerise says she hopes to continue on to get a PhD in literature, focusing on poetry. So, Allison, who are your influences?
I really like Linda Hogan's work. She works with a lot of natural imagery. Whitman and Ezra Pound is really cool. And E.E. Cummings is a big influence on me.
So when did you first write a poem? At what age?
The first one I can remember was probably when I was 7. I was always, you know, messing around with rhyming and sounds and songs. I remember writing in crayon, just rhyming words with like sky and lie, and writing it down. And my grandmother was just like, "You're writing poems. That's really cool." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess I am." So I kind of continued with that a little bit later in high school and wanted to continue through college, and I've been writing ever since.
And when were you first published?
My first publication was in the Tampa Review Online this past summer.
What is the poem you're going to read for us first?
The first poem I'm going to read is called The Word, and it's a biblical poem, which a lot of my writing kind of goes into biblical or religious backgrounds. I was brought up in a Roman Catholic family, and that upbringing really influences a lot of my writing.
Well, why don't you go ahead and read The Word?
Okay. Rivers. The gaping wound between Tigris and Euphrates, carotid and femoral, is supposedly where that bloodline broke, where Adam's ad hoc committee nominated the extra-ribbed girl who had already been spending too much time under trees with creatures of only ribs and skin to take the punch out of paradise. Ribs, noun, cartilaginous pairs guarding lateral walls, protect the viscera. Adam was too busy naming, and she, too curious for significations, walked labyrinths to the center. Viscera, noun, organs of the trunk, the internal cavity, liver, lungs, heart. That's when it broke. With teeth to skin, tongue to palate, he to her, she to serpent, serpent to the dust that made its belly raw with stretching, the utterance. Division. Then blood. Her belly raw with stretching. Dust. Eve. The sound of a smooth incision. Septicemic generation bloomed out of that delta. Children. Then foreheads, then tribes, bifurcating across the continent. Forget the garden. Remember the garden. Then eat from the rot, iron, rails, the oil, diamonds, sweat shopping, brown bellies raw with stretching, dust. Thou remember the first rule of the garden. Dress it and keep it. Protect the viscera.
What's your message?
I'm not sure all of my poems necessarily have one message or another to take away, but I was reading Genesis and just thinking about how this idea of naming was working in the story and how Eve didn't get her name until they had left the garden. She was just known as wife, and then he named her Eve, and how naming had this weird relationship to the story. Sometimes poems just take you in strange directions where you end up at a place where you never thought you would be.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Allison Cerise is a graduate English Lit student at FGCU. Amy Tardiff, WGCU News.